Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Good morning, Coach. After getting to watch the film, can you give us your evaluation of the performance of Thayer, please?
I think for the most part, we were headed in the right direction. In pass protection, there was a couple things that I think we saw that we can do better as a group. But I thought, generally speaking, he acquitted well for himself, and did some things that he's been doing on the practice field. So it was good to see some of that stuff carry over to the game. We had obviously a lot of rookies on the field yesterday. A lot of them with things that they're going to learn from today and when we watch the film. Generally speaking, I think there was some progress.
Hey, Josh, since it's only been a few weeks since training camp has started, but you all have already had a lot of change on the offensive line between Denzel retiring, injuries, and using a bunch of different lineups. How do you feel like offensive line coach Carmen Brasillo has kind of handled, all that kind of turnover and change that's happened in a short amount of time?
I think he's done a good job of managing that group. I don't really think this is unique at all. This is really normal. His time in the National Football League has been solely with me. We've played multiple groups all the time, every year. There's just too much to be gained in training camp for you to forego the opportunity to work with different groupings. If you put five guys together and that's the only five guys they practice beside, you're doing them a disservice because it's not realistic. It's not going to happen during the regular season very much. So he's used to this. He's used to coaching the entire group as one unit. So that's really what we're trying to harp on offensively is, whether it's the five offensive linemen or it's the 11 guys on the field together, we have to be able to work with one another. Regardless of who they are, they're never going to be the same guys for the entire year or even for an entire game. So he's done a good job, him and Cam both, of working and continuing to teach, which is what our jobs are. And I thought there was some guys that played well yesterday.
Hey, Josh, Paul Gutierrez here. After two preseason games, how deep and how diverse, versatile is that running back room that you see right here, right now?
It's pretty interesting. There's some young guys, obviously, that are learning, but play really hard and give great effort. We have some guys that are kind of multifaceted in terms of what they do and bring. And we've tried to give them all different opportunities here in the first few games to try to do some of those things. I really like the group. I really like the room. I think KP does a great job of coaching that group. And I've always been a big believer in having as many good backs as you can have on your team because, like I said before, they get the ball more than anybody else. I mean, they have it more than any other player, other than the quarterback. And usually they're taking hits and getting contact, when they have it. So there's a chance for nicks and bumps and bruises and injuries. And you just don't ever want to get caught short in that area. So I like what they're doing. They push one another. They help one another. They work really hard together. We got a lot of maturity in that room that continues to try to pull guys along, especially the young guys. And I thought they competed hard yesterday.
I'll just kind of go more specifically on Zamir. I mean, we've seen the burst that he has, obviously in the running game when he gets the ball. But where is he in his development in terms of like blitz pickup, pass pro, that sort of thing that you need to do to play as a rookie, as a running back?
Yeah, working on it every day. Works on it at practice every day. We have opportunities. That's always an area that is new for younger players. Honestly, regardless of the position, quite honestly. because of the volume of different things you see. So, you know, whether it's an offensive lineman or a running back, handling protections and being able to do your job well versus all the different looks that we see in our league now is not easy. So Zamir is continuing to work very hard at it. So is Britton. So are all our backs, quite honestly. You know, we're asking them all to learn basically the same thing. And, you know, like I said, they're continuing to grow each week at practice. And there's nothing like, you know, the game repetitions that helps that. So we didn't get blitzed a whole lot yesterday, you know, so really wasn't a big factor in the game. But, you know, I think all those guys are making progress.
Josh, Jackson Barton has been in the building kind of on a development track for a little while. How did you feel he acquitted himself? And then also Alex Leatherwood over on the right side.
Yeah. Like I said, after the game, I think, you know, for the most part, I thought the tackles did a decent job. We gave up a couple edges here or there, and they ran a couple things up front that created some, you know, some pressure in the middle. But I do think our depth of tackle is solid. I thought that Alex went in there and did what Alex has been doing. You know, he made some movement, had some movement in the running game, generally was in the right position in pass protection. And, you know, and again, there's going to be a few things that we're going to be able to correct and coach off of today. Jackson, you know, started over there on the left and flipped over to the right later in the game. So, you know, the more they can do, the more value they bring, you know, and I thought he did some good things as well.
Hey, Josh, this is Vic. Two-parter, I guess. Anybody jump out defensively in the game yesterday? And also, are you confident that Hankins and Nichols are back next week?
Say it again. I didn't hear the second part.
Are you confident that Hankins and Nichols are back next week?
I'll start with the last question. You know, we'll kind of gauge that as we go here in the next, you know, so many days. I don't want to put a time frame on that because, you know, when they're ready, as soon as they're ready, they're, you know, we'll be ready to go. You know, I just, again, those things are, you know, sometimes you feel, you know, good one day and not as good the next and all the rest of it. So once we feel confident that we're headed in the right direction and we're not going to take a misstep, then we'll make the right decision at that time. Yesterday, it probably would be, you know, it would probably be, you know, I would say probably quick with an answer if I said someone specifically stood out. I mean, there's a lot. They only played 52 plays, whatever it was. So they played a little less football, you know, and, you know, there's plenty to learn from, you know. I really believe that. There's so many things, and there's a few guys that didn't play a lot of plays, and there's other guys that played a few more. So just some things that we just, as a group defensively, we're going to learn from. And hopefully make progress this week.
Let's do two more. Case and Vinny.
Hey, Josh. You were pretty open about how cool it was for you to go home to Canton. And then yesterday you had a really high praise for Allegiant Stadium and getting in there. Are you making it a point to kind of take all this in and enjoy the moment when you can?
I am. You know, I you know, it's just, I think at this time in my life and my career, not that I'm super old, but, you know, I have been around for, you know, this is my third decade in the NFL. And I'm just, you know, I think I'm appreciating the things that, you know, that you have right in front of you each day. The people that work here are tremendous. I can't say enough about the people in our building and our organization, the people that Mark's put here. I mean, you know, just we have such great support. And then going to the stadium yesterday, the reception from the moment you drive into the parking lot, you know, it's just unique to me. And so really enjoyed yesterday. I can see why so many people, players would want to play here and enjoy this kind of atmosphere and the kind of support that we receive from our fan base. And so, yeah, it's important, I think, at this stage in your life to make sure that you at least stop and are aware of how cool some of the things are that we get to experience. Because if you don't do that, you know, when it's all said and done, you'll probably regret the fact that you didn't take a little time to just acknowledge the journey, you know. And if you don't enjoy the journey, it's hard to really appreciate it.
Josh, I know some injury concerns over at, or not concerns, but injury factors at cornerback has led to some backups plan, getting some more opportunities, I should say. Just wondering your thoughts on Amik Robertson and Sam Webb and Chris Jones coming out of yesterday.
Yeah, competed, moved Amik, you know, into some different spots there, you know, and played inside and outside a little bit. Played in the kicking game as well. All three of those guys played in the kicking game as well, and showed up, you know, in different areas. You know, I think that they understand that the opportunity is in front of them. You know, we, like we said all along, there's competition at every spot. And so, you know, they certainly have had opportunity to go out there and earn a role with some of the things that they've been able to do in practice, and competed hard yesterday in the game. You know, and that's what this is all about. You know, you make the most of your chances, and you know, when other people go in there, they have to make the most of their opportunities as well. So but I thought all three guys competed. Like I said, yes, as a whole, I think we're going to all see some things that we can improve on, which is the great part about these games is, you know, you learn so much about where you can get better. And I think today will be a great day for our team relative to that.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.